Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. The debate continues after our interview with Jeff Burrell. As most of you know, Bill O'Donnell followed up on it, namely what to do to save our sport. More input comes in. Our next guest is someone with a lot to say, and he's got the background and the smarts to have a right to say it. Andrew Cohen, my guest on this edition of Trot Radio. Andrew Cohen is a horse owner, but not just any horse owner. He's an award-winning journalist, legal analyst for CBS News, an op-ed columnist for a host of newspapers in the U.S., and a frequent blogger on all things harness. He's also a visionary, you could say, someone with a vision to try and save our sport, and he's one who doesn't pull any punches. Honored to say, by the way, he's a regular listener to Trot Radio. Andrew Cohen, welcome.
Not only that, but a native Canadian, born and raised in Montreal.
So. Gotta love it.
Happy to be part of the show.
Well, glad to have you with us. You're one of the few in our game, and I'm speaking in terms of owners, that's really ready to suck it up, as it were. In other words, make the sacrifices necessary and get on with the job of making things better. Just wondering if you could elaborate on that. What you see is what needs to be done, and how soon can we get this thing going?
Look, I am an owner, and I'm now a breeder as well. And, you know, I want to pass along to my son a sport and a love for it that my father passed on to me. And I have to agree with Jeff Gorrell. I just don't see it happening. I don't see us surviving a generation at the rate we're going unless every faction within the industry is willing to sacrifice. And that includes owners. It includes trainers and drivers and, you know, harness track operators. And it's going to take a concerted effort. I think we need some sort of centralization. When it comes to testing, we need uniformity. We need more money for marketing. You guys up in Canada do it a little bit better than we do it down here in the States. But we need to raise more money from members. We need to spend that money more wisely. We need to, since we seem to have missed out on the whole television generation, we seem to need to get into, you know, viral networking and getting online and making sure we can sell our product. You know, the one thing we have going for us in an industry that by most indications is dying, is we have this amazing sport, and we have these very exciting races, and we have these heroes, horse heroes and drivers and trainers who can be, you know, heroes as well. And I think once people begin to realize what their stories are, we can market the sport. But nobody wants to take the lead, and when people do take the lead, people don't want to follow because they're motivated, I think, in many cases by self-interest.
Well, you've issued a call to action in the not-too-distant past where you said, look, I'll step up, I'll be the commissioner, or I'll help the commissioner, or I'll be in charge of a central marketing agency, as it were, for the business. Are you still
Absolutely. I'm willing to do it. I have time in my own career. I think it's important, and I think what has to happen is the industry has to speak with one voice, whether it's trying to get regulators in the states to band together so that there can be uniformity to root out some of the integrity problems we have, whether it's going to Congress or to Canadian legislators to get things in better shape as far as protecting ourselves from offshore interests and so forth. Unless we band together, I think we're going to be done. And, you know, the problem is you talk to people and owners, and I talk to breeders, and I talk to, you know, people who have been in the industry longer than I've been alive. Everybody says that they're willing to do something, but when it comes to sort of stepping up and saying, okay, here's, you know, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, people aren't willing to do it. That's why I applaud Jeff Gorrell, who, you know, has the money to be able to say, here's what I want to do. I'm going to spend it on trying to keep older horses at the races. You know, he's been very vocal, and he's made some sacrifices to that end. I'm willing to make sacrifices of my time. I'm willing to even make sacrifices in my own professional career for the good of the game, but we need to get people together, and it's quite frankly easier said than done.
So does it start with, say, a commissioner?
I don't know that it starts with a commissioner. What I've always thought would be a good idea is to have somewhat like a parliament or a congressional, you know, a convention, if you will, where you bring together stakeholders. And you say, let's say the breeders in Canada band together and they nominate one or two people to represent their interests, and the folks who own the tracks do the same, and owners do the same, and drivers and trainers and so forth, and you bring everybody together into a room for a week, and you try to hash out a battle plan where you're going to go to regulators, and you're going to say to regulators in the States or in Ontario or wherever, look, we're going to spend more money to clean our own house. And we're going to have, when there's a suspension in racing, it's going to take place automatically. And we're going to have disincentives for people to dope their horses. And we're going to have disincentives for trainers to be shill trainers. And we're going to spend this money on marketing. Look, USTA membership, for example, is paltry. The amount that you have to pay to be a member, it's basically the same as you would pay for 1 month of cable television down here in the States.
Question is, you know, everybody seems to be at the ready, so so what's missing here? I can tell you that, you know, just going back to the issue of a commissioner, there seems to be a real bugaboo about this. A lot of track operators, and I'll be honest with you, my employers have got a real problem with this. There's some sort of image that they get of somehow a government body or a government bureaucrat
right.
being the commissioner. Gary Bettman's not a bureaucrat.
Well, Bud Selig isn't either.
Right.
I mean, what happens is, usually when you have something like this, the people who run the show, we all know who they are, get together and they say, you know what, we have to give up a little bit of our power. We have to give up a little slice of the pie. We take a step backward. And we organize a little differently, and in exchange for that, we create certainty and we create speed in the determination of things. That's how it's worked. Now, you know, Major League Baseball, everybody knows there's a commissioner. They don't have to have a commissioner. There's no law for it, but they have found, the owners have, and the owners of football and hockey and basketball, every major sport like that, even NASCAR, which is probably the closest comparison, mm-hmm. You know, they have a commissioner. Now, folks are scared of that. They think, wow, we don't want a centralized figure. Who is that figure going to be? What power really could that figure have? Well, you know, that figure could have some power if the power that rests in the hands of the status quo folks were to be given up a little bit. As an owner, I would give up a little bit of power. I would give up a few more percentages of purse money.
What kind of comments have you been getting from people on your position?
Well, it's hard to tell, because I, generally speaking, people who are favorable to you are more likely to reach out to you and congratulate you and thank you for, you know, speaking, and the folks who disagree are more likely to just disagree in silence. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I was down in Kentucky for 2 weeks, and the huge topic in the backstretch is integrity, and some of the horses that are racing now and some of the owners and some of the trainers, everyone in the industry is talking about it, and yet the regulators and the track owners and operators seem powerless to fix it. And so you have this almost like dual reality where the insiders in the game sort of have a feeling they know what's going on and they know where some of the integrity problems are, but the outsiders don't. And if you were trying to attract new people to the sport, we need to make sure, for example, that the sport is fine. Now, everybody recognizes it's a problem, but when you talk to people and say, do something about it, people say, and I'm talking now about regulators, I'm talking about track owners, they say, our hands are tied by X or Y. My point is, let's bring together bright people within the industry. We have them, clearly, on every level. Let's bring those people together, and let's solve X, and let's solve Y, so that the next time we have these sorts of issues, we can act on it quickly. There's no excuse for a trainer to get suspended and then to pick 2 years later to get the suspension filled when he or she wants to take a vacation for 2 weeks. That's just silly. It would never happen in any other league.
Well, let's consider it a call to action, and at the risk of being of sounding like an advocacy journalist, let's see what we can do from here. You've gone out on a limb. Let's see if we can gather some more people here, Andrew.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. And look, I'm not asking for anyone to do anything more than what I'm willing to do myself, and I'm certainly willing to follow as well. I just think we do need leadership. I think leadership exists. We just have to get the right people in the right spot.
Well, let's give it a shot, because that's all we've got.
Exactly.
Andrew Cohen, I want to thank you so much for being on Trot Radio, and you've got a spot on this bit of cyberspace anytime you'd like.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, although I'm sure it's not the last we're going to hear about this. And for goodness sake, let's get off our collective duffs and help save our game. It's too beautiful to let it go. Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.